I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from WVUA meteorologist Spinks Meganson in just a moment. Over 1,200 high school students will be watching the Alabama Supreme Court firsthand today. The state's highest court will hear cases in Huntsville as part of an effort to take the justices on the road. Mary Ina Heath is a Huntsville attorney and a professor who helped to coordinate the visit. She says many people are uninformed about how the Supreme Court does its job, so this is a good opportunity to see the court at work.
My college students are not always familiar with the appellate process, and so this is just a good opportunity to see something that is not always visible to the public, but very much an integral part of our system, because from the appellate process, the courts render decisions that make our law.
This will be the first time in several years that the justices have visited Huntsville. The court is holding its session at the Von Braun Center Concert Hall. The University of Alabama at Birmingham is planning to launch a new graduate program merging business and medicine. UAB officials say they're currently accepting applications for a new program offering doctorate degrees in medicine alongside master's degrees in business administration. Officials say the program will introduce medical students to the business side of healthcare. The program will offer courses in supply chain management, accounting, finance, marketing, and more. The dean of UAB's Collett School of Business, Eric Jack, says the four-year program will offer medical students more career options. The program is expected to start next summer. Residents of Northport will have a better opportunity to interact positively with their local police department. See You at the Station is an event hosted by the Northport Police Department. The purpose is to bring the community together. Police Department Communication Relations Officer Carrie Baker says she hopes for more of these events.
We're hoping that this event is just one of many that we put on here at the police department. We're hoping that this event creates a stronger sense of partnership and community and unity and pride for this beautiful city that we have.
See You at the Station is going on throughout the day today at the Northport Police Department. And state prosecutors have responded to House Speaker Mike Hubbard's latest attempt to have his ethics charges dismissed. Last month, the House Speaker's defense argued the ethics law he's accused of violating is unconstitutional. Hubbard argues that he has a First Amendment right to lobby on behalf of his business clients. Prosecutors wrote in their brief that Hubbard is saying it's legal for public officials to accept money from private interests in exchange for special treatment. He's pleaded not guilty to 23 counts of ethics violations. His trial is scheduled to begin in March. Now your forecast.
Ample sunshine across Alabama today. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s. There may be a few rogue showers and storms, especially over East Alabama. Only a 20% chance. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-60s. And for your Thursday, lots of sun upcoming, maybe a few high passing clouds. High's going to be in the mid-80s. I'm WVUA's Spinks Meganson, and that's your local weather forecast.